Christians are pressing on despite increasing persecution in Central Asia. An historic conference for the disabled yields spiritual fruit. And grab your neighbor's ear, find out how radio is being used for ministry in the United Kingdom. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder.
Things are really going back to almost what was happening prior to the collapse of the former Soviet Union.
That's the message from Malcolm Smith with Bible Mission International, who's just returned from Central Asia. He says local religious officials are taking the law into their own hands and persecuting Christians. He says their workers have been
repeatedly been taken to jails, harassed by the local officials, threatened by the local imams, watched their literature being burnt, that have watched their gates being torn down from their churches, told that they will be killed in 2 weeks. They're not backing down.
Christianity is competing with the majority religion.
Other religions are really stepping up their evangelistic campaigns. They're stepping up their building programs. They're planning at a rate of about 20 of theirs to one of ours.
Pray that God will intervene and continue leading people to Himself. Next, in the Ukraine, the disabled are viewed as a burden. In fact, many of the 2.5 million people that are disabled are ignored. But that wasn't the case for 128 people who participated in Johnny and Friends' first ever international family retreat for the disabled. Johnny and Friends' John Wern says,
there were about 26 families. A family was anywhere from two up to four people. 75% of these families were not believers.
After sharing the gospel the first day, many wanted to leave, but the kids were having fun. They stayed and hearts began to change, says Wern.
The Ukrainian team were putting on skits and doing games and that during the day, and then we gave them a couple of options for workshops. At the end of it, two of the ladies accepted Christ and a couple of the kids accepted Christ.
You're listening to Mission Network News. There's new growth on the horizon for Ramabai Mukti Mission. Mukti's Kathy Crivellero says they're upgrading the electrical to support new computers in their office and computer labs. All of this signals a leap forward.
I believe in the past when I went to visit Mukti, it appeared as if everything was just going on the way it has gone on. Now I see with the implementation of some new administrators, some new thoughts and new ideas are coming into it.
Crivellero says with the change comes challenge. There are some staff who have come into direct contact with the persecution found in pockets of the region.
We would appreciate your prayers that the staff would be protected, not just from persecution from outsiders, but from the fiery darts of the enemy. And they really need to stand strong. Spiritual battles are great.
And HCJB World Radio celebrates 75 years of ministry because of innovation and vision. MNN's Ruth Bliss was in Quito, Ecuador this week and files this report.
Colin Lowther is the point man behind Whistling Frog Productions, an initiative of HCJB United Kingdom. The company releases productions that explore spiritual issues in a commercial radio format. The production company launched audiopot.org, a sort of library of sound. Why? Because of the average listener that makes up their audience in the United Kingdom.
Would he ever think of turning on a Christian radio station? He would just never would. Unless he's seeking, you know, maybe God's working in his heart and he's thinking, what's life all about? Maybe that would drive him to switch on a Christian station. But by and large, he's listening to a station that plays the music he likes, so it's not Christian music. And he's there for the sport, for the news, for the chat, for the laughter, for the humor.
And is a great tool for opening an otherwise tightly closed door for the hope of the gospel. Ruth Bliss, Mission Network News, Quito, Ecuador.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's DVD, Made in the Middle East, is available by calling our resource line 1-800-995-4828. This award-winning film will help you understand the Middle East situation better so that you can pray more effectively for this troubled region of the world. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.